Shit, we professional now, dude. You know?
Yeah, we up on the iPod.
iPod.
iPod Nano.
Dude, this is my fucking, this is my mobile recording. I was just telling Lily, I was like, I got a studio apartment and a recording app. You know what I mean? So that's kind of like.
Why does your name say Oliver Sutton?
Yeah, that's the one that Lily hated, remember? Dude, I was like, I'll tell you this, some more listener feedback. Everyone was like, what the fuck is Oliver jewels are falling out of her pocket? But that shit's hella funny.
No, that's great.
Like, everybody loved that joke. And like, I mean, I don't know. I didn't even necessarily love it, you know? But I was like, yeah. I was like, it's random. It's kind of funny. Everyone's like, dude, Oliver jewels are falling out of her pocket. Like, that's incredible. I like how it's
Oliver jewels are falling out of her .. pocket.
Is that what it is?
It's a nice touch to it.
That is tight. It's a long last name. It's Germanic. Yeah. It's like it sounds a lot better in its native language.
Yeah, there's some hieroglyphs.
Yeah. So I tried to search sort of like for us, but then also like just for life information. Like if there was I typed in HVAC comedy on the podcast, you know, like search bar, and like some shit came up, you know, because I just wanted to know, you know what I mean? First of all, I want to know, does our shit pop up? It's not really HVAC. It's not really HVAC, and you know, the jury's out on whether it's comedy or not, or if it's just I don't know. But yeah, this one show did pop up and I was like reading the thing on it, and it was like an HVAC show, and they're like talking about something about laughs or fun or something like that. And and I listened to it, you know, and like there is a lot of HVAC talk, you know, but like very little mentions of like black magic or like or like riffraff or, you know, like vape flavors, obviously. Although I think they could probably get to that one.
Native American astrology.
Like, I don't, you know, they're not really, I think we still got it. You know, I still think we're the number one nonsensical HVAC podcast in the world, wow, you know? Nice.
In the world.
Dude, I was down with being number two is the thing. So I was like, okay, like if these people are really doing it, then I could have the number two. You know, we could have the number two, but not. Nah,
it's just really whitewashing astrology over there.
Dude, it's fucked, dude. But yeah, no, we're still number one, you know?
Oh, you're Sagittarius? How does that feel with the blood of the Native American?
Yeah, I had this other thought too, where it's like, I wonder, like, what if we just, like, just for, like sort of, like, fake it till you make it? Like, what if we just did ad reads for, like, Subway or, like, Target or something? Like, hold on a second, coming back. Like, come in now to Target for all your Christmas specials. You know? Like, yo, we're not sponsoring you, dude. Like, you can't do that. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know the laws on that, you know? It's like, are you allowed to pretend like you're sponsored, you know? It's like you're just like reading ads for no reason, you know? It's like, this like racially insensitive comment was brought to you by like the Athletic Greens, you know?
Yeah. Kmart.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of, yeah, dude, Kmart. Yeah, I don't think they even have Kmart anymore, dude.
Yeah, you know, that makes it even better.
We should do out of order reads. Like Menards does offer three screws for every four screw you buy.
Yeah, or I kind of like that idea too. Is like just like fake ad reads for companies that are out of business. Be like,
yeah,
it's like this next segment's brought to you by Circuit City. Yeah.
Empire Records sponsors this. Ad reads.
Yeah, dude, totally. This next part's brought to you by Bowflex. You know?
Yeah. Tybo.
Yeah, Tybo. There you go. Yeah.
So we really haven't touched on the whole Tybo section. You know, my mom used to watch those and dance to the screen.
That's tight. That's actually really Tybo cool. Yeah.
Tybo.
Yeah, dude. I have this like theory, so like it's kind of like a conspiracy theory, but like basically it's just like people are dumb. So it's not really that big of a conspiracy. But it's like every like 10 years, like big stationary bicycles, like, okay, everyone's cleared out their stationary bikes from the last time we did this. Let's hit them with a new stationary bike. You know? Like, because like when Peloton came out, like everyone's like, oh, I gotta get a Peloton. I'm like, gosh, this is a stationary bike, dude. Like, I had one of those in my house when I was a kid, and we just like stick our fingers in it or whatever, you know, or like playing cards or whatever. And then like it just basically just becomes like a, you know, it's like pretty like low hanging fruit on the joke front. You know, it just becomes like a clothes rack or whatever. And then like it gets really dusty. And like I feel like this cycle kind of like repeats every like 10 years. Like every 10 years, they're like, okay, it's time for the next one. Like we're gonna sell everybody in America a bike that doesn't go anywhere.
You know? Not facts.
Do you see a Peloton? I mean, when's the last time you saw someone fucking riding a Peloton? Like I go to houses, there's always Pelotons in them. They're always dusty as fuck. You know? And I'm like, y'all are such clowns. Like, how do y'all not keep falling for this?
Accidentally got my ankle stuck in a Peloton bike in playing against sports. And now my ankle cracks every time I walk downstairs.
That's tight. Yeah, we were going to start this band. You know, there's that band, Skate for the Devil, I think is what it's called. Lily probably knows it.
I know the story.
Oh, you do know the story, tight. Though. Yeah, so we were going to make some merch that was Peloton for the Devil.
Yo, those Ajax hoodies are sick, though.
Oh, dude, those things are hot. Yeah, yeah. It almost seems like kind of dangerous to rock it, to be honest. I'm kind of into it. That's just loud, you know?
It is pretty loud.
Dude, it's super loud. And it's like, who is this against? You know what I mean? Like you're kind of like pissing off like cops and joggers. Dude, cops and joggers, man. That's a good one. Like cops and joggers. Yeah, totally. Fucking... The alternate jersey. Yeah.
Or like a childhood game. Let's play cops and joggers.
That's awesome. Yeah, sponsored. This segment sponsored. This new brand idea segment sponsored by fucking the game of life, the board game.
Hell yeah.
Dude, fake ad reads, dude. We gotta start incorporating those if we ever want to make it in this world, you know?
Toots and ladders. I mean, or like chess. Just like this sponsored ad read is sponsored by chess, the game of chess. If you ever wanted to play with your friend, well, there's a square game.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. This one's brought to you by a volleyball. Oh, dude, I do have a Trapper Keeper, though, speaking of things they don't really make anymore. So we could probably, we'll have to get Trapper Keeper to sponsor us. Jake, you're probably too young for Trapper Keeper, so.
Well, we keep our trappers, like, future, dude.
Yeah, we keep our trappers like they trap flavored vapes in liquor stores in Oakland, you know?
If you trap hard, you gotta keep it, you know? Trapper Keepers.
Yeah, do you know what Trapper Keepers are or no?
No.
Oh, yeah, see, that's what I thought. Yeah, they're like, there's these things from, like, the 90s. I guess both of y'all are probably too young for that, maybe.
They're like just, something else.
Yeah, they're like binders for, like, school, you know?
Mm.
They're like the folders that you could put in your binder.
Yeah, well, a Trapper Keeper. I'm fucking showing you. We're on like video shit here. I mean, I'm looking at my fucking Trapper Keeper right now. You know, let's see. Yeah, I don't know how to work anything. So this is a fucking Trapper Keeper. Let's see. That's a Trapper Keeper. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking of peachy folders. My bad.
Yeah, well, it has like in it, you know. It's like you could have like fucking hella like pockets in it and shit. Like I don't know how this thing works. Like put your markers and like I don't know. My lighting's obviously really incredible at my new studio apartment.
I think it's a pretty good thing for the podcast to show and tell hour.
Yeah, totally.
Where show each other stuff. None of the listeners
can hear. Like this is from the 90s. Yeah, so this is called a Trapper Keeper. It was really important to have this, or else you'd be a poser.
Nah, Trapper Keepers are actually lit. I know what they are now.
Yeah, no, yeah. They're pretty great, dude. Yeah, it's like one of those things. Like when I remembered they existed, I had to get one. I've become in like more of like a, what do you call it? Like a materialist, I guess. You know, I guess it's just like a fact of just like, or a factor of just like not being super fucking poor all the time. Like I'm still like pretty poor, but I can buy like a Trapper Keeper if I think about it. You know, I'm like, I could just own that. Yeah, I actually did. I got to use my rent to own joke the other day at work, which was pretty fun. Yeah, which is like, it's not on the record yet, so we can probably get it on the record because I don't even know if Jake knows what I'm talking about. Do you know the joke I'm talking about, Jake?
I think so. We talked about
it. Yeah, where it's like, yeah, or no, it's like, yeah, like I'm not, like I went from renting to owning like the movies on Amazon Prime or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got to use that in the house the other day because I had to like bill these people and I was like, hey, do you guys like rent or are you the owners or do you rent? And they're like, oh no, we're just renters, you know. And I was like, oh, I get that. Yeah, I actually just went from renting to owning, you know. And then like I did the rest of the joke, but I did it like deadpan, you know. Like at first, you know, I was like, I actually just went from renting to owning. Yeah, the movie's on Amazon Prime. You know, she started laughing. Like it landed really well. I was really happy about it.
Stacking about like 14 movies right now.
No, this, yeah, for sure. Like The Inheritance is going to be big for whatever the next Stray Dog I find.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be one lucky pup. You know? What else? What's good, Jake? You know?
Shit, bro. Just fucking went Christmas shopping and carried a huge ass bag up 6 flights of stairs to his house.
This is the Christmas spectacular.
Yeah.
I think we should call it the Brismas spectacular.
Brismas spirit.
Straight up, dude. Out here singing Brismas barrels, you know?
Santa Claus, Santa Claus wasn't wearing blue, you feel me?
Dude, I'm all full up with this Brismas beer. You know what I mean?
You got some Christmas beer.
But it kind of sounds like it's about circumcision.
It does. I thought about that, like a bris or whatever. Yeah, I don't really know what a bris is. Well, then it's like all inclusive. It's the
circumcision ceremony.
Well, then it's great. You know, like it's for everybody. It's for Bloods and Jews and Americans. That sounds super ignorant. Dude, there was this guy in my hometown growing up. His name was like, I think it was like, is either Dude Love or King Love. You know, it's like the whole, like every town has like the crazy guy or whatever, yeah, like the famous crazy guy, you know? So ours, when I was a kid, was, I think his name was King Love. And he was always posted up at the hospital by my house. He'd see him like every day on the way to school. And he was like, he kind of looked like Santa Claus actually. So yeah, it's pretty like, you know, it's pretty thematic for what we're doing here. But thing was, is like, he kind of looked like Santa Claus, like mixed with like a jester or like a hippie. You know, he's like always wearing like, and his name was like, I think it was King Love, but his whole thing was just like anti-circumcision. That was it, like every day. He's like, dude, like, what happened to you, man? You know what I mean? Like, how rough was your circumcision? And like, how recent was it, dude? You're like 65, you know, like, and he's just holding up signs every day, like, stop cutting the hood or whatever. I don't know. Oh, yeah, that was it. I actually got reminded of another thought I had earlier today, which is like an old thought, but I thought about it back to like gang culture. Because, yeah, they didn't talk about gang culture either at all in that other HVAC podcast I was telling y'all about.
Yeah. Which is wild. Kinda, you think that would be like.
I mean, you think they would know.
Yeah.
You know? They sounded pretty trashy, though, which I appreciated. And knowledgeable on HVAC, which I think would be boring to a lot of people, but I listened to like the whole thing. You know, I was like, oh, that's interesting. That's
maybe a good idea. Get them on the call.
I think they would just be kind of like, what the fuck?
You're like, so did you smoke meth for your interview or did you just use fake pee?
Like, wait a second, you just called me? This is the show? Is she calling me? You guys are talking about circumcision? Like, what
the fuck? Or be like, well, first you have to watch this 2 hours. No.
we're going to need to do some prep work. There's this guy named Snow you're going to need to know a lot about. But oh yeah, but I was thinking about this kind of like random gang culture shit. But fucking like, you know, there's like voting blocks. Like, you know what voting blocks are, Jake?
I heard of it, but I don't know exactly what they are.
So, and Lily, once again, you're always welcome to jump in on when I'm poorly explaining something. But so like a voting block could just be like a church, right? Where you're like, okay, like us here at like First Methodist Church in Macon, Georgia, we're going to vote for Trump or whatever, right? Like, or we're going to vote for this congressperson or whatever, you know? But I was thinking like it'd be kind of fun to do like a bit, or just in real life where it's like the gang voting block, you know? It's like all the bloods are gonna vote for like Denny Harrison for like elect Senate 4 or whatever, you know?
Yeah,
it's like, cool. It's really, dude, it's really important to get the Rolling Crips vote, you know?
Rep your set, vote for Denny Moore.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. All politics are local. She's got
like
a red
bandana she's just like posing with.
Yeah. I don't know. So yeah, you know, gang voting blocks, you know. I feel like there was more to that, but I don't know. It's an idea.
That's pretty tight.
You know. I mean, I feel like it's kind of untapped. People are always talking about the Latino vote or like the working class vote or like the white trash vote or whatever, you know. But it's never like the gangbanger vote, you know? Or like the I feel like you could go other places with that too. Like certain like voting block groups that are just like not really like considered to be like voting blocks that you're not going after, you know? It's like, yeah, I guess the union actually has like, they have like a voting block, or they try to, like, they tell you who you should, or like who they endorse or whatever.
Interesting.
So it's kind of the same thing. Yeah. So like, yeah, they'll tell you like, and they're like, they tell you too, like, we don't care any which way, all we care about is pro union, you know, which is like kind of funny. They're not really worried about any of the other stuff. Yeah, I don't know. We're also we're gonna edit this next part out. We can edit from here, right, Lily? Cause I'm about to say,
oh,
some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I guess like the tidbit we could leave in would be like, basically, like, all the shit from China has, like, gotten, like, even worse than it ever was, you know? Like, y'all notice that shit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, and we're joking, like, I remember when made in China used to mean something in this country. You know, made in China just doesn't mean what it used to, you know? Like, it's, like, I don't know. But then this would be like really HVAC specific, all the jokes we were making today, and, like, he probably wouldn't even get them. But they're also like just really pretty. It's not even like racially insensitive. It's just like kind of racist. But it was like so funny. I was like crying. So I don't know, it was hard to avoid, you know. But yeah, we'll definitely cut all that out. Except for I remember when "Made in China" used to mean something in this country. You know,
that's pretty. That's
so I think funny. That's. I mean, I think that's safe enough. You know,
I think the Chinese would agree.
I mean, I think it's kind of like, I mean, the kind of conspiracy theory on that is like, they're just like fucking just making our lives so difficult, you know? It's like, they're like, dude, this is going to piss the Americans off so much. Like, send them these like really shitty pliers, you know? They're going to be out there just fucking going home and kicking their dogs and like fucking getting drunk. They're going to be
these scissors
so fucking.
Don't cut.
Oh my God, they're going to be so fucking irritated. They're not going to be able to get, they're not going to be able to get anything done. And it's like world domination. So another
just
like kind of like
thinking we're not going to be able to get shit done is hilarious too.
I mean, it's fucking true, dude. Try to get something done with something that was like made in China like after 2022, you know what I mean? Like, you're it's not gonna work, you know. But yeah, it's way too much to explain and really way too racist to be on any kind of recording, but I don't, you know, we'll cut it. This is where Lily shines, you know.
Oh yeah,
like, that cannot be bleeped or anything, you know. Like, that's gotta be scrubbed from the fucking internet.
What if I just play Christmas music over it?
Actually, that's kind of an awesome idea. Actually, I like that. Yeah,
it's
like,
awesome.
And like, and so I'm about to go on like kind of a racist rant. It's like, here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus.
No, that's awesome.
And made in China used to mean something, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Well, we got another raving review today. All the descriptions.
Yeah, really?
for people that don't listen to the podcast, all the descriptions of the podcast are very funny.
Yeah, I love them. Yeah, I think they're better than the actual show. I
think. It's very like for someone who doesn't know, they're like, "Oh, I want to listen." You know, it sounds kind of fun.
And then they turn it on. They're like, "What the fuck is this? Like, am I on hold right now?
Is there a harsh wind blowing?"
It's like they just go to like the Apple Store to get their phone replaced.
Like, yeah, my phone was broken, so I tried to get a new one.
Our phone's fucked up, man. Like, I just shit sounds really funny, but it's clearly like I can't hear it at all. So I don't know. It seems like it should be funny based on the descriptions. Yeah, still waiting for that first written review. You know, I'm not going to pressure anybody into it. I want to see who wants to jump in those waters, you know?
Yeah, for real.
I mean, we definitely have gotten some, you know, nothing official. Well, actually, I want a little another update. I kind of ran over your joke the other last time, Jake, about the average mamma jamma, and that's a great joke. I totally forgot about that.
Average mamma jamma, hell yeah.
Yeah, so actually I was thinking about this like as a setup is like, you know, because comedy is like really, like to me, it's like one of the things that doesn't really, we kind of talked about this maybe, but like it doesn't really age well. It doesn't matter like, oh, that was like offensive back in the day or it's offensive now and it wasn't, like not even that kind of shit. But just like shit's only really funny for like kind of a brief moment in time. You know, like, for whatever reason, it's like you go watch old stand up or something that you thought was funny. It's like, it's really just not that funny anymore. And it's not because like, oh, I can't believe he said that. It's like, that's just really just not funny anymore. So yeah. in that same breath. So there's a Rick James song from like the 80s. You know that song? She's a bad man, but Jamma. Like, I don't know if that's Rick James. I don't know who fucking sings that song. Do you know the song, Lily?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody kind of knows that song, right? Yeah, so me and Jake, he was talking about this last week. I just didn't even catch it really, like, enough. But, yeah, we were just talking about just referring to, like your girlfriend or, like, just women in general as, like, mamma jammas. But, like, she's kind of like a difficult mamma jamma. You know what I mean? Like, you know, she's, like, pretty, like, she's kind of like a dramatic mamma jamma, you know? She's like a mamma jamma with like a lot of baggage, you know? And I'm kind of like looking for a new mamma jamma, you know? Like, I don't know, just like Lily doesn't think that's funny. That's okay. They can't all be winners, you know?
No, I inferred it from the recording too, or because you said it's a mediocre mamma jamma, and the way I guess I was like, hot mamma jamma is kind of like redundant.
I think it's bad mamma jamma in the song though, right?
Yeah, or whatever. It's bad, yeah, it's hot, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what makes it funny is like she's like kind of an average mamma jamma.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Yeah. Cause I think, yeah, mamma jamma implies something extra, you know?
Yeah.
Like she's a mamma jamma, but she has a lot to say.
Yeah, she's kind of a talkative mamma jamma. You know? I don't know. I think that's mamma really jammas. Yeah, so that's that was that part. So, and I actually really do love that one.
No, that one's fire.
It's classic, dude. Straight classic. You know, she's an average. Real. I actually got rid. I think I just left my mamma jamma actually yesterday. So I'm gonna keep it Jake. Really? Yeah, I'm gonna keep mamma it Jake right problem. Now. And just get like way too personal. Yeah, it's my baby mamma jamma. Mama,
I don't know how that not goes. Sure, but I'm pretty sure I left my mamma jamma last night.
Yeah, I pretty much did. Yeah, but then I kind of thought about it though. It's like, well, I sort of my take on it is like, she kind of hates me, so it's like it's kind of hard for that to work. Or that's marriage. I'm not sure. You know, I've never been married, but. Yeah. Oh, and then the other thing too is like if she ever listened to any of this, it was over anyways, you know. So you know, it's HVAC or die.
Wait, that's shirt not a idea. Bumper sticker. Eat or die bumper sticker on HVAC.
Well, me and Jake already have that one's vapor die. Yeah, we talked about that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I mean, you can do HVAC or die, too. I'm not shooting it down. I love it. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just blank or die. I also love
the redo of the skate or die. It could be skate or don't skate.
Yeah, or just like, yeah.
It's not okay, best like punk, yeah. But it's like skate or don't skate.
Well, we went. It's like that one time we drove by this place and it said like skate lessons. It was like in Oakland too. It was like a sign on the side of the building. And I was like, okay, lesson one: skate or die. Class dismissed. Fucking pay up, you fucking posers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, like what fucking more lessons do you need, dude? You know, it's fucking skate or die. You know.
Look, yeah, here's a 40 and an oversized hoodie. Skate or die. Get out of my class.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Fucking pay the tuition fee, poser. But yeah, dude. Vapor dye. I think vapor dye is pretty tight, though. We get that cops and joggers vapor dye. You know, that could be a good one. You know, kind of smash those. Smash those two together. I don't know. Oh, yeah. The other bumper sticker idea I remember that I had was it's gay to be proud, which I think is pretty funny. You know?
Yeah,
that is because
it kind of works for. It kind of works for everybody too, right? Like it can be like a bigoted like anti-gay sticker, and that can also be like a gay pride sticker. You know, mm-hmm. Like so you're really not alienating any.
And it
could
also be a anti like being proud of your country kind of thing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think it's a sticker for everybody. You know,
it's gay to be proud, like a proud boy. They're gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I took it, which is like kind of alienating both.
Yeah. It's kind of nice.
It's for nobody.
For nobody.
I kind of read that the wrong way. Like, this sticker's for everybody. It's like everybody hates it. I think y'all are more right. It's actually funny. So I was talking to my folks the other day about that bumper sticker, the one that kind of kicked off this whole bumper tick sticker talk shit, you know, with the wait to see my installs, you know. My old man was like, he's like, I don't really like who would buy that though, because you're pretty much just saying like what a shitty tradesman you are. I'm like, wait, what? So you don't think that people are gonna be like, look how bad I am at my job? Like, you don't think that's gonna sell? Like, I don't know, old man, you know.
You think I'm a bad driver? Like, wait till you see how bad I am at my job.
Yeah, totally. Like, who doesn't want that on their car? Like, not only is my driving shitty, but I'm also equally or more terrible at my job. You know? Like, I think that's for everybody, you know?
That's great.
But then I actually showed him, like, he didn't like any of my like ideas, which tracks for my whole life or whatever. But then I do have this one invention that's like basically just a box. And he's like, well, I was like, go back. Is that a box? He's like, that's incredible. We need to patent that. And I'm like, wait, what? All the fucking, like, all the shit, like, in the 30, I'm 39. 39 years of shit I've been saying and coming up with. And you're the box is the first positive review. First now, positive hold on, review. Rich, like, have something here. I was like, well, hold on a second. Now it's got five sides, but one of them is open and that catches things. And I mean, he wasn't even being sarcastic either, and I'm not being sarcastic when I say that is the first compliment I ever got, you know. So you just never can tell with people, you know. You never know what's going to tickle somebody. But he the look how bad I am at my job bumper sticker he didn't really get that one, you know.
You think my driving's bad, wait till you see me protect my woman.
Yeah. Wait till you see how horrible in bed I am.
Yeah. Wait till you see me not open the door for my girlfriend.
Wait till you see how I handle my alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait till you see me not give up my seat for a pregnant lady on the train.
Yes. That's right. Wait till you see how I treat the elderly.
Wait till you see my search history.
Oh god.
That one's actually fire.
I think once again we found it, and Jake's only found it, you know. So like my driving, wait till you see my search history.
That's great.
Oh man. Yeah, that's it. Man. That's the one. All right. Well, we'll print it, dude. Put it on the website. You know? Oh, also I like the website being like kind of all over the place. Like, what is this merch store? It's like anti-cop pro HVAC. Like, I don't all right. I guess I'll have one of each.
That's our voting block. That's our voting block. Pretty much pro HVAC anti cop.
Yeah, it's like our platform is sort of like more air in places, and then also like less joggers. It's like, I guess they want people to be like indoors more. Like, I don't really know. It's like an indoor platform, you know? Yeah, me and Lily are kind of in concert on this though. I'm pretty much all about the V and HVAC, you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the best one. It's a sleeper.
It is a sleeper, you know? And actually, that story I told... Yeah, exactly. There you go, Jake. See, you're on an HVAC podcast, so it's good. It's good. You know, the question, like, inflection at the end of ventilation there was a little sussy.
Heavy know? Ventilation, all coworkers.
Yeah, totally. You nailed it. Yeah. Super heavy on the ventilation. Yeah. But yeah, the V, dude. The V's where the real magic happens.
We should also do like HVAC, you know, but like with the metal lettering so you can't really tell what it seems. It seems like a band, but it just says HVAC.
Yeah, I used to have a shirt like that actually. Lily might even remember it, cool. But it was like I had this shirt that was like it was like a blue image like printed on a black shirt. So it's like really hard to see, you know? And it was just like a guy like walking through the woods or like climbing a rock or something, and it just said like adventure on it or something like that. Like it was like a really cheesy shirt, and I would like wear it to metal shows, and like I'd always see people like squinting, looking at my shirt, like trying to figure out what band it was, you know? It was just like a fucking I don't even know. Like, yeah, it was just like a kid's shirt with like a guy like hiking on it or something.
Brought to you by Adventure.
Oh yeah, that one
as a concept.
That one's actually brought to you by the Discovery Zone. I don't know if y'all remember the Discovery Zone.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, great. Yeah, okay. Good. Landon. Good. Just not funnily, I guess.
Nah, it's funny.
I went to the Discovery Zone in Oakland.
You're lucky. I think I went once when I was a kid, or I just wanted to go and I never did. Not sure. Yeah. But it sounded awesome. I still remember the song. You know,
I always had enough for Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely spent some time in. I did some time in Chuck E. Cheese.
Bucky B's, you know.
Yeah, Bucky B's, dude.
Bucky B's.
Damn, we should create a children's play place called Bucky B's.
I don't
think it would be trademarked.
Oh, you know, actually, this is maybe kind of I don't know. Yeah. Wait, what happened?
Instead of a mouse, it would be a cat as the leader.
Or a bee.
Did we lose? Yeah.
Or B.
Or just a gang member. You know what I mean? Just like fucking just like
straight up. Yeah.
It's like Stanley Tucci with like a huge head. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I've been teaching people in New York about let's get high, bitch.
Oh, yeah,
Damura.
Yeah, Domu Ritus, dude. Yeah, that's a blast. Yeah. Literally.
Well, people didn't know what crabs meant, so I had to tell them. You know,
well, I'm not going to say it now. Yeah, let's not. And let's not ride around New York playing Domu Ritus. You know? Dude, I do sometimes blast to tell them I'd be Crippin' song pretty loud, you know, when I'm riding around. It
makes you feel good.
It's good to spread out the love. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Let's get all the attention.
I'm not forgetting about history here. That's what I know for sure.
Yeah, dude. That's brought to you by I don't even know what. Yeah. Some out of fucking date. I kinda like this. What is this Menards thing you keep talking about?
Menards? You never heard of Save Big Money at Menards?
No, this must be a Chicago thing or something, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
Save big money at Menards.
That's tight. Yeah.
What know, about dude. Empire? Empire.
Well, I kind of remember that. I don't know.
200-300 Empire.
I thought that was like J.G. Wentworth or something, though.
I mean, like J.G. Wentworth also needs a shout out.
Dude.
They are sponsoring this podcast.
Yeah. Absolutely. Whether they want to or not. Like, we don't want to sponsor you. Like, it's too late, motherfuckers. You know? Well,
if you have a long-term payment, but you need cash now,
see, there you call go.
J.G. Wentworth.
You got it.
877 cash now.
Maybe we could just start. We could do like that scam thing where you just like send out bills to people. You know, like there's like guys that, like there's like guys that like build like Google for like years. Like every month, they just build them like $1,000 or like $2,000. And like Google just, it's so big, they just kept paying the bills. They're like, ah, you really owe this guy a lot every month. You know, but it's like nothing to them.
We could probably get paid by one of those companies that has a lot of people saying shit for them and just jump on the train and be like, well, I guess we did sponsor them. We don't have the paperwork, but.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we just send the bill to fucking like whoever like sponsors other shit, you know?
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth 90 days in jail.
It's definitely worth trying it. Yeah.
Dude, too bad one time I walked into this supply house. So we'll keep it HVAC here for a second. I walked to this HVAC supply house and it said $10,000 reward for information leading to the prosecution of a shoplifter or whatever, like at that warehouse, you know?
Mm.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to steal that right there and I'm going to turn myself in. It's like, I don't know. Like, that's just 10 grand for a night in jail. You know what I mean? Like, what do I got to steal to get that $10,000? Can I turn myself in? Like, can I just steal something and then go to jail and get $10,000? They thought it was about as funny as y'all think it is right now.
No, that's hella funny.
I thought it was pretty funny, but, you know.
I got a piece of glass stuck in my finger. I'm a little bit sidetracked.
How'd you get glass stuck in your finger?
I smashed my phone.
With your hand?
Me and the old lady were fighting, yeah.
Tight. Wow. This is the same. This isn't like a new smashing from the last time we talked to you, or?
No. It's just still stuck in there from the last time.
Got it.
Now it's getting pretty irritated and infected, but, you know, it's worth it. I might have something to tell my grandkids about. Hey, look at, touch grandpa's finger here. That's the iPhone 11.
Damn, the 11? That's awesome.
It was a 16.
Damn. Damn, dude. Did you at least get the orange one when you got a new one? Oh, no, you just got a new screen, though.
Yeah, it's the white one still. You know I like it like that. Keep iPhones white.
Dude, make iPhones orange again.
Dude, you know? Bags. That's a Kodak shirt right there.
Yeah, dude, that's sponsored by Kodak, actually.
Yeah, Sniper Gang Industries.
Yeah, Snipers, brought to you by Sniper Gang. Yeah.
Is Kodak speaking sponsored of, I'm, by a defunct I, company, Kodak?
I am wearing Sniper Gang underwear right now.
That's nice. Yeah. What just was the question, you guys to know.
Is Kodak black? Sponsored by a defunct company, Kodak.
You know, I actually kind of wonder about that. I honestly think I always wondered about the name, you know? And, you know, at risk of this all getting edited out because I'm just in a real racist mood today, I guess, apparently.
This is going to be Christmas music.
I like that, actually. It's a great idea. So, I mean, you be the judge of how racist this is. But basically, and it's not even racist, it's just real. But I mean, maybe it's racist that I think this is.
That's the most racist thing you've said yet.
That's how all racist things are premised.
Yeah, totally.
It's not racist, it's just real.
It's just real.
Get these jingle jangles out of my country.
Dude, we could leave that part in the Christmas music edit.
Well, that was the one funny thing jingles. I came up with this week. This one funny thing I came up with this week was we had a new beer. We had a new beer come into our work, and it was called the Jingle Jangle Beer. And I'm like, I don't know why, but those two words always together made me think of a slur. Like, yo, Jingle Jangles can't drive. Yo, why these Jingle Jangles all up in my fucking Menards, you know?
Of course it was a Jingle Jangle.
And just using non-slur words as slurs is kind of funny.
Well, we've been on that for a long time, though. Like, I like calling people Jamokes because, like, people think it sounds racist. It kind of does sound racist.
It does sound, not, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just going to try to throw people off of that. Like, what Jamoke made this chintzy object? You know, it's like, whoa, coming in hot, dude. It's like, those are just words. Really? Yeah, those are just words.
What was your racist but real thing you were going to say?
Oh, yeah. I'm like Socrates, man. Nothing gets away. You know? I know where that was going. Yeah, so basically... So, I mean, you be the judge of how racist that is, but
no, you can know. Just that's more about camera industry being racist, the film industry.
His explanation was when he got asked on an interview, "I ain't no cameraman, but I'll shoot a homie."
Mm.
That's what his explanation of what his name is.
Yeah,
I ain't no cameraman, but I'll shoot a homie. Okay, mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah. Now, the homie replaced with a slur, a jingle jangle.
Sure, I got you. Yeah.
He ain't no cameraman, but he'll shoot a jingle jangle.
So then he dubbed the name Kodak Black, or he that's what his explanation was for after the fact. Like, I don't know. I don't mind it. Yeah.
Well, he also said a couple things before. I think he said, "I'll be living in the moment." That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Who knows more about the reason Kodak Black is named Kodak Black? Kodak Black or me?
And that's the TED Talk. Fucking... That's the name of the TED Talk. You know, Jimmy, that's your mailman.
Sometimes I never know where you're coming from with the shit you say.
I don't either.
You know what? You know what I really noticed?
I love when people try to backtrack on their racism. Like, no, I've got plenty of black friends.
I mean, that's the most classic one. One thing, I don't want you to become like too self-aware, Jake, but one thing I noticed about the way you talk, which I think is kind of awesome, is like you're pretty like fast and loose with your prepositions, you know? Like, you'll be like, "I was on the Halloween party," or, you know, or you're like, I'm at my room," you know? Or like, it's like they're always kind of like mixed up. I think it's kind of awesome, you know. Like you don't really box yourself in with like your usage of prepositions in a sentence, you know.
Well, I try to be aware and use Ebonics, you know, when I can.
That's not even Ebonics, dude. That's just reckless abandon of prepositions in the English language. Nah. Lily, you got anything on that? Like, no comment? Like, what?
My girlfriend definitely brought that up to me recently, where she was like...
Really? Yeah.
She was like, "Yo, you just be saying, like, the weirdest shit. Like, I be out here, and you, like, in your room."
Well, yeah, you also said you were at your room the other day. Like, no one says, like, I'm at my room. Like, "Hey, where are you? I'm at my room." Like, no one... I guess you would say at my house. You would say at my house, though. But like Jake would probably say, like, "I'm on my house."
So give us a little bit of the rundown, though. You know, PG version for us listeners
on the who, what, where, why front, or like what are we talking about? Like on the lady, or what?
Yeah, like what happened? I thought things were like turning out a little bit better.
Three words.
Stop three yelling words.
Lily, you're killing it.
Stop yelling at me. I got four. Yeah, pretty much. You know, that would be the four words. I guess "at's" a preposition, you know, back to that. But is that a preposition in that sense? I don't know. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. And we could clip that part or this part or whatever. But yeah, I'll tell y'all. Yeah, it's just that, though. Yeah, just fucking so much yelling. You know, and like I said, like it's like you like I don't know relationships, man. This is like we talk like when Lily was like, you know, like relate. Like I just don't want to get yelled at. Like all my relationships are just me getting yelled at. That's how it's been my experience, you know. And if there's one thing I really don't like, it's being yelled at. So
yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like, yeah, that's it. And like I do try. I'm not like a terrible boyfriend. I don't think. You know, I'm just not really like objective or whatever. But yeah, I just don't want to get yelled at no more. So later, you know,
sucks. I mean, you're doing a great job. You're not the best, but you're not the worst either, you know?
Well, I also just like I don't yell. That's my thing too. So it's like, why are you yelling at me if I'm not? Like, I get like screaming matches between like couples, you know, but like mm-hmm. I don't ever yell. Like, I talk like this even when I'm pissed. I might even talk softer like when I'm pissed, you know?
You do. But, you actually yeah, do. I know yeah, as a fact
yeah.
you do.
Yeah, and I swear less. That's my other thing too.
You go softer and slower, and you're like, yeah. Nah, let me let you really know what's going on.
Well, and I don't use like harsh words, like harsh language. I don't like to swear, you know, like in that setting, you know, like if we're talking about stuff made in China and we're, you know, mimicking the voice. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'll swear, and like I don't have no problem like swearing. And
no, shit, that's a fact. Rich, I agree with you on that. You've always like, been a pretty great arguer.
Well, yeah, because it's just like oh, like you start putting your hands up. Like that's kind of when I get real Kevin Gates about it too. It's like once the hands start flying around in the air and like F bombs start getting dropped, I'm like, what's left here for me, you know? And like my whole thing too. I mean, this is kind of old me because it doesn't really happen. My life's not as like white trashy as it used to be, but that's like when the cops show up. You know what I mean? So it's like. And like when the cops show up, they don't arrest the woman. You know what I mean? Like they arrest the man. It doesn't matter
actually,
what's happened.
They've told me they never arrest the woman.
They never arrest the woman. Yeah. So like a woman could be losing her fucking mind, and you could literally not be doing anything, and you go to jail. Like it's just how the world works. So I think that's actually on a more like serious front. That's like the one thing. Like at least the women that I've like been around too. Like and when I'm in that position, like that woman doesn't understand. You know, it's like there's a real like carnal or like what do you call it? Like a like primal reason, right? Like that I don't like the yelling because it's like something bad's gonna happen to me. Like literally, like you're putting me in physical. That's like how a woman can put a man in physical danger, right?
Yeah,
like you start screaming like I am now in physical danger for like my freedom. And then also, like, some other dude might roll up, and then I got to deal with him, you know?
Like, yeah, and then I don't get to smoke cigarettes anymore. Like, come on.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, first, when you got to go sit down, yeah, it's tough to get smokes. Yeah, I don't know. So that would be that's a longer than two words or three words situation.
Take my freedom, but don't take my cigarette.
Well, I mean, I feel like the other side of that is that, like, you, like, exclusively date women who yell at you.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah. I do tend
like
to...
Like, you select for them and then get mad at them for yelling at you.
I know, it's really not fair.
Damn, Lily.
Lily's known me a long time, and she's telling the truth. You know, it's like, I'm like, oh, this one's a good yeller. Let's see. what's your credit like? Let's get a house together. And then let me like fucking vociferously complain about all the yelling. Get me something to talk about. Actually, sort of my thing too is like, you know, people who like say they don't like drama, you're like, I don't like drama, you know. Well,
they're the most dramatic people.
They're always the most dramatic people. But I guess what I'll say about that is like I've definitely said that sentence before, and I'm gonna kind of say it right now. But kind of what I realized, like I actually do like a little bit of drama, but that's like too much drama. Like I found out I have a line. You know,
that's like been my whole number one thing. You know, I don't. You know, obviously, as every person says, they don't like drama, but I like a little bit of toxicity.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I like a little bit of drama.
I like if you're like a little bit upset that I'm talking to other people. It makes me feel possessed. And I like being possessed. That's why I'm in a relationship. You know, I'd be single if I didn't want to be possessed.
Well, I was just thinking you're much more like, you know, slash me in the heart.
Oh, we kind of lost you there, Lily.
Not kind of. You're gone, Lily. Oh, it's just me and Rich now. He's drinking his LaCroix beer.
We're sponsored by LaCroix, actually.
That's some sort of drink bubbles. We're having technical difficulties right now. Now we're gonna jump to an ad real quick. You're ever thirsty, but you're not allowed to drink alcohol? LaBroys. For the boys.
LaBroys. Brought to you by the 66 Rollin' Crips.
Brought to you by the Rolling Crimson. Yo, this we one should start doing ad reads sponsored by gang members.
Oh, dude, this one's brought to you by the fucking Orange Grove Shooters. You know,
the voting block of Cabrini Breen.
Totally. Sponsored by these official socks of the Kill Them All gang.
Fred Perry's brought to you by Proud Boys.
All right, I'm gonna text Lily real quick. Hold on.
She just texted the group chat this fucking app man or something.
Oh, okay. Shit. So what should I say? We still at here? What do you think, Jake? What's your preposition on that one?
We still up in here. Oh, fuck, dude. Still at here. It's crazy. You know, I really didn't start this podcast to become self-aware. I know you guys might have thought that was the thing.
No, I didn't either. I mean, that was sort of my realization with how much I say, you know what I mean, and that I think wearing vests is like dressing up. You know what I mean? Like those are my two takeaways. You know,
dude, this shit is actually kind of gnarly. I don't know if you could see it, but
was this a shit in your hand?
Mm-hmm.
No,
it's like right in the bendy part of my finger.
Actually, I kind of can see it. Yeah, like a little dot or something.
It's like two pieces of glasses, one in the bottom of my finger and one on the top. And they're broken pieces of glasses that came in the same way.
It's that iPhone 11. Oh, you know, I think maybe we hit our time allotment or something. I'm going to, let's set up Lily. I'm just going to call her.
All right.
Peace.
Yeah, so Marco, he's from the capital of the world. Shout out West Pittsburgh, you know.
West Pittsburgh capital.
Yeah, we were in this house one time. There's this giant world map on the wall, like me and Marco were working, you know. And I, whoa. Something's wrong with this map. It's inaccurate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll see West Pitt on here.
It's not right. And they're going to handle it.
Yeah, y'all need to handle this. Map's out of date. You know what I mean?
How many niggas?
Y'all ain't got the point on here.
The P.
Yeah, they shout out West Pitt.
But the La Gente out there, though.
That's good. I was actually, before you guys on the line, I was telling Lily about the nervous breakdown.
Oh, shit. Nervous breakdown.
Marco can tell you about it. You rode around in that van much yet?
Nah, I don't think there's. I don't know. I don't even know if I can ride around in that van.
But yes, it's a nervous breakdown, Lily. It's a it's the work van for where Marco's at. My old.
Yeah.
And basically, it's a rattly ass van. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And it's just really loud. And when I first got my hands on it, when I was using it, the fucking seatbelt alarm like never went off. It didn't matter if you buckled your seatbelt or not.
Uh-huh.
And it was insanely loud, you know? And then on top of that, you pretty much, there was always the boss's crazy dog in the car too. It's like this like really like fucking unhinged like memoir, which are like just insane dogs. You know what I mean? So you got all this like sheet metal rattling around. It was like, bing, bing.
You get anxiety in that van.
The fucking seat belt alarm's going off. You can't hear anything. Oh, yeah, and it's all blind spots. Like, you can't, if you're driving it, like, you can't see anything, you know? So you just feel constantly like you're about to get in a car wreck. And then you also just have this, like, Malamar dog, like, jumping on your lap and squeaking the whole time. So one day, the fucking homie that works, he still works over there with Marquise right now, dude named... We're doing this job like way out of town, and it's out the van, you know. And he just looks like, I mean, he looks like he just got out of like, I don't know, some torture chamber, basically, you know. Like he's just like, he's like he himself is like rattling, you know. He's like, I think he's feeling about to have a nervous breakdown. And I was like, that's a great name for that van. You know what I mean? So yeah, we call that van the Nervous Breakdown. Yeah, and on top of it, now like the doors don't work apparently, and you have to like crawl through the front to get to the back or something like that.
You have to open the back door.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah, so Marco's doing. I mean, you're kind of somewhat caught up, Ellie, but he's working with my old outfit, right?
Right.
So he's like all of the tales that Lily's heard for years are now Marcus.
Now I'm gonna be living through.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Exactly. Yeah,
you'll have to start a punk band in 1992.
Punk band? Yeah, yeah. That's his background, dude. Like, you're gonna need to know a lot about punk rock history. You know, so you should probably be studying that.
Yeah.
More HVAC stuff, though. This is really the reason I wanted Marco on, because he said the funniest shit. Like, this is pretty much the reason for the call. And so I was telling Marco a story about when one time we were doing, like, a condensed mini split swap out, you know? Me and this guy I used to work with, and it's, like, for, like, this music studio, actually, which is funny. You know, you're talking about punk rock stuff. It was actually, like, a punk rock music studio. Mm-hmm. And so on the roof is the outdoor unit, and we're changing them. Like, we got a new unit. We're going to change the outdoor. We're going to change the indoor. And so I'm up on the roof, and me and the kid that I'm working with, we pull the old one apart, or, you know, we disconnect it. And then we're supposed to get it off the roof, but we're just like, dude, there's, like, no one around. We should just throw this thing. You know what I mean? And so we threw it. Yeah, so we threw it off the roof, like, two or three stories in the parking lot.
Nice.
You know? And, you know, and then, like, fucking calls me. The boss calls me, like, whatever, like, 10 minutes later. And he's like, hey, Rich. He's like, hey, I'm thinking about maybe trying to be that mini split, you know? He's like, what kind of shape is it in? You know? And I'm looking off the roof, and I'm like, yeah. But Marquito's like, it's just a lot of shape. You know what I mean?
Like, hey, what kind of shape you want it to be, though?
Yeah, what kind of shape do you want it to be? Like, right now.
It's all kinds of shapes now.
Yeah, it's all kinds of shapes now. There's, like, some triangles. There's, like, some circles. Yeah, it's pretty much, it's not a rectangle, you know? It's no longer a rectangle. That's for sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah, then Marco has also helped me work on one of my aliases, because we talked about Obi-Wan Kenobi. Lily,
Obi-Wan Kenobi, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, actually, it was kind of Jake collaboration, too. To make it, because that's kind of like, it's almost too close. We were talking about Obi-Wan Carlos Kenobi, which mm-hmm. I think is really funny. Yeah, but then me and Marco kind of took it further, where it's like Obi-Wan Carlos Alvarez de la Cruz.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so that's the new one. Yeah, Obi, yeah, there's Obi, Obi-Wan, Obi-Wan, Carlos Alvarez, De La Cruz,
Rodriguez
Kenobi, yeah, Junior, you know, the third. Yeah, also funny about that, Marco doesn't know who Obi-Wan Kenobi is.
Nice.
No, to be honest, I don't know a lot, you know, a lot of people, or a lot yeah. of, you know, actors, or...
But yeah, we got to hit up Jake, though. We'll do it again soon, though, Marquise.
Totally. Yep.
You know?
Let me know.
Hey, appreciate you being on, though, man. It's fun.
Yeah, appreciate it, you guys.